The California condor was on the verge of extinction due to lead poisoning. Then the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service stepped in. Now, with more than 400 birds in the wild, the condor is making a big comeback. As Living on Earth's explorer-in-residence Mark Seth Lender reports, when it comes to condors, big is the operative word.
Condor, bigger than a barn door, blows on by, wings outstretched and motionless to the naked eye. Tail feathers spread like fingers, she keeps her trim. Listen to the music of those wings, in wind crackling like parchment, wrinkled and torn. Condor, airborne. Working the thermals, she spirals up and out and around again for a better look. Orderly, curious, all life to her is an open book. Intelligent, penurious. Her only wealth derives from that of which all life must part. Down the direction where she feeds, up the angle that she flies. Never hurried, never too late. She only eats when something dies. Well apprised of all the flesh. Well apprised of all the perils flesh is heir to. She reads the auguries of your fate. Lack of a fair shake, lost in a place where water is the exception. A bad break, bad directions. The stain of lard on your cardigan and a middle that obfuscates toes and feet proceeding from a confluence of sleep and eat. Too much emotional freight, up too early, home too late. Foreclosure. And all other forms of modern distress, these are the hands lay heavy on the chest, a face filled with anger, with hate, a fast car, inadequate brakes. Gain without pain, no modulation, sunstroke, thin ice, no vacation, a bolt from the blue. Too much red ink, too much drink, too much action, not enough think. Here I stand at the edge of this cliff, wondering, is she wondering how good my footing really is? Light catches her eye in a certain way. This, her silent reply, I know you. I know your thoughts and where they lead. Have no fear. No lasting harm will come to you. Only to that part that has already passed away.
That's Living on Earth's explorer-in-residence, Mark Seth Lender.